This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman will sue the administration of President Donald Trump for not making an effort to reduce air pollution from coal-burning states that blow chronic smog over New York. Schneiderman filed a notice of intent to sue the Environmental Protection Agency October 26th for allegedly violating the Federal Clean Air Act by not imposing stricter pollution limits on Midwestern states. Quote, if the EPA won't follow the law, we'll sue to protect the health of New Yorkers, end quote, Schneiderman said. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chyka's car was hit by an allegedly drunken driver October 23rd in Ghent on Route 66. Chyka suffered a minor injury, and Bruce Nooney, 62, of Ghent, was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson for a back injury. The sheriff's office charged Nooney with felony drunken driving due to a conviction for the offense within the past 10 years, refusal to submit to a breath test, and failure to yield right-of-way with tickets to appear in Ghent Town Court. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And Jimmy Vielkind reports for Politico that the vote Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, cast October 26th against the Republican tax cut framework may not have been such an independent stand against his own party. From Politico, quote, several New York Democrats questioned the opposition of Faso, Elise Stefanik, Claudia Tenney, and John Katko. Representative Greg Meeks, Democrat from Queens, said he saw the four huddling in the back of the House floor, waiting to cast their negative votes until the resolution's passage was secured. Quote, they had to talk to one another to decide that they would have voted yes if their vote was needed, so they're not serious about protecting the hardworking men and women of New York State, Meeks said on a conference call with reporters. Quote, they were missing in action, actually, at the tie of critical mass and just came aboard once they knew they didn't have to because the Republicans had voters elsewhere. That's a political game. That's not standing up for New York, end quote. According to the report, Representative Jerry Nadler, Democrat from Manhattan, also saw the four huddling in the rear of the chamber and came to the same conclusion as Meeks. On an interview on the Fox Business Channel hours after the vote, Faso said, quote, the entire reason, end quote, he voted against the framework budget was because of the bill's elimination of the deduction for state and local taxes.
How much did these the elimination, potential elimination of state and local deductions play a role in your no vote?
Well, that it was the entire reason. I had voted for the House budget when it passed the House. The Senate sent it back with a provision which caused a lot of trouble for me and other New Yorkers and some people from states like New Jersey. It specifically targeted the state and local tax deduction. And the three things about tax reform we need to do are get more economic growth, lower the taxes for middle-class families, and help small businesses and businesses in our country create jobs here in the United States. So that's what I'm for, and that's what I'm hoping we can do. We want to shape this final tax bill, though, so that it doesn't penalize taxpayers in districts like mine and in states like mine.
Of course, the counter argument is that states like New York and New Jersey actually, these folks are enjoying a subsidy, a benefit that others in other states don't get. Of course, I live in a high state. I live in Jersey, so I understand where you're coming from. But that's the pushback on this. Is there a middle ground for all of this?
Well, and the pushback on that is that we send many more dollars to Washington. We only get about 80 cents back for every dollar we send to Washington and New York. New Jersey only gets about 65 cents back. But that ultimately is not the issue for me. The issue is how do we fairly treat middle-class families in states like New York and New Jersey, Illinois, et cetera. And so I think we are in good faith negotiations with our House leadership, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Kevin Brady. He's been very forthcoming about wanting to accommodate us and coming to some type of compromise which we can live with. And so I'm working hard to make sure that happens. But the vote today, I wasn't about to vote for this because it was in essence saying, trust me, and I believe in what Ronald Reagan used to say about the Russians in missile negotiations, trust but verify. Right. So we need verification.
The bottom line, though, is that because of the reconciliation, somehow this is going to have to be revenue neutral when it's scored by the CBO. So we're talking at least $1 trillion has to come from somewhere. And we've seen some pretty interesting ideas pop up because of that. The border adjustment tax, now that's dead on arrival. I think it's a good thing.
Yes.
We're hearing this week even about changes to 401ks. Another fifth higher tax bracket. I mean, it feels like there's going to be some sort of, quote, compromise that goes against what voters thought they were voting for in November.
Well, the tax legislation is very complicated. There's 70,000 pages of regulations in this tax code. It's one of the reasons why we have to simplify it, reduce rates, reduce the number of brackets, eliminate a lot of the special interest provisions that are in the tax code. On the state and local tax deduction, though, I point out this has been in existence since 1913. Even when Abraham Lincoln had a temporary income tax during the Civil War, state taxes were deductible against your federal taxes. So this is a principle that's been enshrined in our law for a long time. It doesn't mean that it can't be changed or moderated in some way, but we have to make sure that as we're doing this, we're not penalizing people in states like mine and hardworking taxpayers in New York and other places. So the key is coming up with a compromise that will work for everyone.
Read the full story in Politico. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.